Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Tip Tuli Road Rage, we are back. Final hour, you want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. In fact, we demand your contributions. They're essential. They're essential. If you love the show, the way you show it is you contribute. And we want first-time callers and everything else. You know, if you want to discuss what Herb Street had to say about that he doesn't think football will be played as it relates to your team and or particular players, I'd be interested to hear that. You know, in other words, if you're a Clemson fan, had you thought about what the possible ramifications of that would be, or do you not give those comments any credibility? I don't. I don't think they're credible. I think we are going to have football. But if you think they are credible, if you believe they are, then have you thought about, as a Clemson fan, what that might mean to the players who are playing on this team and as to whether you would ever see them play again as a collegiate? Because again, to my way of thinking, if this dire prediction were to come true, then I think there are some star players for Clemson who you would not see play for Clemson again. And starting with Trevor and Etienne. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. I'm going to start the National Football League coverage by talking about the AFC East and what that division looks like now that Tom Brady. You know, by the way, Ramona, I've already heard players from other teams being interviewed on LA radio who were celebratory that Brady was gone from the division. I mean, I must have heard like 8-9 guys interviewed who were unanimously celebratory. You know, they all said the same thing. Look, it was great to play against the GOAT, but we'd rather not. You know, so they get it. You know, they want to win, and Brady has been the chief impediment to their winning. Rudy, how are you?
Deb Tula, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Rudy, good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the line. Well, I have a thing that solves all the problems in Atlanta, Falcons.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to sound silly, but, you know, a man that can throw for 5,000 yards and just had LASIK eye surgery.
I think
it could be better than what we got now.
Rudy, the Falcon fan, Ramona, wants to get rid of Matt Ryan for Jameis Winston.
Hey, his eyes there are like a 20-year-old guy. I mean, come on.
I don't know. Does it work that way? I guess it does. That's what Tiger Woods said once upon a time. I don't know. I mean, you know, look, honestly, Rudy. Yeah, look, if it turns out that that really was the truth of his interceptions, and I don't really think that it was, but if it turns out that it was, then someone might get a steal. I mean, look, he's a big, strong-armed guy who can make all the throws. I mean, he's got an arm that, you know, can make any throw an NFL quarterback needs to make, but you know, it's been the turnovers that you can't live with. You can't have a 1-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. So I don't know. I don't see any way, Rudy, that you could do that in Atlanta. But it's hard to find a place to put Cam Newton or Jameis Winston right now. I don't think that they're going to find any fits before the draft. I think the draft needs to occur first before they might hook up with someone. And we got a little new information on that. Yeah.
Also, Matt Ryan's really good until he gets to the 20. Then he throws a pick. So, I love the Falcons, but I'm sick of 7-9 and 8-8, Walt.
I get it. Did you hear the interview yesterday with D'Orlando Ledbetter?
The first part of it I did, yes.
Well, you need to go back.
Family oriented, and Matt Ryan, and and people that are really good people, he wants to keep around. But I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you got to win ball games.
Well, yeah, but I also asked him. You need to go back and listen to it because it's pretty good stuff. But you know, I asked him about, is Atlanta just sort of perpetually locked in the land of 8-8? I mean, because I said it appears to be, and I also asked him if he felt that Atlanta closed the gap or fell further behind in their division in free agency.
And
he felt they fell further behind.
Yeah. No doubt. Yep. So Gator Neal is living the life of Tom Brady, and I'm having to suffer with Matt Ryan. But one more thing, Walt, I'll take it off air. Is Tyrod Taylor what the Chargers need? And I appreciate you taking my call, bud, and love the show.
Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate the call. Thank you for getting involved. Yeah, look, they think so. Tom Telesco thinks so. I don't think so. I think he's a career backup type quarterback, but he is seasoned enough now that you know, sometimes these guys, we saw this once before with Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon was a gypsy quarterback who went all around the NFL and then finally found a place with the Raiders and was an MVP. So, you know, Taylor does some things well, and they seem to believe in him. I mean, you know, they're saying that, which makes it unlikely that you know, a guy like Cam would wind up there, although he was seen working out with him. Cam was seen working out with Tyrod Taylor now, throwing a football around together. So I don't know if that's a sign of something. You know, you would think that the Chargers are interested in a young quarterback. If they are, you would think that would preclude Cam Newton. But, you know, that's why I say you're going to have to wait until the draft. You know, Ramona, I think we saw the most significant condemnation of what Cam Newton is right now occur in the last 24 hours, and it has largely gone unnoticed or untold.
What happened?
Ron Rivera, the former coach of the Panthers. Now, remember how I said, a few days ago that, you know, everyone always assumes that because you know a guy that you're going to want him. But sometimes you know all of the worst things about him, and so you know to stay away from him. Ron Rivera was asked whether they have interest in Cam Newton in Washington, and Ron Rivera said, no, they don't.
Is that right? Well, he would know better than anybody, I guess.
Well, I'm saying this is my point, that if the guy who used to coach you, because again, anytime there's a situation like this, and this one specifically, where Rivera used to coach him, people have been saying, oh, you know, he'd be a good fit in Washington, because I heard it last night. I heard it on satellite radio last night. I heard him say that this very thing, that, well, you know, Cam would be a great fit in Washington. It, by the way, it was a replay of a show that was previously aired, but that he would be a great fit because Ron Rivera really knows him, and no one knows him better than Rivera, and Rivera knows how to get the most out of him and knows what all the stuff. And then in the last 24 hours, we've learned that Rivera was asked the question. He said, well, we don't have any interest. Okay, so in other words, Rivera seemingly tired of Cam Newton.
Doesn't want, maybe he's just tired of trying to get stuff out of him. Who knows?
Yeah. So in other words, the bottom line in all of it is we know where Cam will not be going. He will not be going to play for the Washington Redskins. And I think the addition of Kyle Allen sort of suggested that as well. Now, I saw it suggested by Reuter on NFL Network that he thinks they're going to select Tua with the second pick and trade Dwayne Haskins. Well, you know, look, new staff, if they want to go in a different direction from an inherited quarterback, I get it. It would just be another staff continuing to trample on Dwayne Haskins and any chances that he might have. Furthermore, since you've never established any value for Dwayne Haskins, what would you think you would get for him? Like next to nothing. But the question is, if you really believe in Tua enough to do that and to pass up on a guy like Chase Young to take a chance on a guy who's been oft injured, I don't know. It seems extremely risky business to me. Not something that I would do, but, you know, we'll find out shortly enough. April 23rd, we're going to find out. We're not that far away. By the way, one of the dumbest things I've ever said on the show was that April 23rd date, because
you of all people should know.
Because I'm like the, yeah. I'm the draft expert. And of course, that's the day of the thing. At least I figured it out on my own without any prompting. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Can I get Lee Greenwood's America for my first time caller? Yeah. You know, Ramona, can we do that?
I think.
Yeah. All right, Jared. We can do that. We can do that. Text said Herbert Bet drafted over under 5.5. That's tough because, you know, is he going to the Dolphins? Is he going to the Chargers? The Chargers are at 6. That's tough. Dr. Mark Ramona says, thank you for the distraction with a great radio show. The 12 to 16 hour days in the hospital is exhausting, so I need this. Hey, Dr. Mark, listen, thank you for everything you do. Thank you for being on the front lines. Thank you for helping all of us. And if I, in any way, and Ramona, in any way, can help your day be better, then I actually have accomplished something. So
absolutely.
So thank you very much. Very kind. Appreciate that. Matthew says, thanks, Walt. We really enjoy listening. Thank you again. Texted, the real problem with the boys is the Joneses. There's probably something to that. Texter Ramona says that amount of meth is a $36,000 street value.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. We won't ask him any additional questions
on
that.
No money in the world would get me to do that.
Now, another tester asked what I thought about John Jones's arrest. I mentioned this yesterday. I know people tune in and listen at different times, but hardly surprising. I mean, it seems like it's par for the course. Doesn't surprise me at all. Sort of the way it is with John Jones. At some point, someone you would think would pull the plug on him, but it hasn't happened yet. So who knows if and when it's actually going to. Hey, you know what? How about some feel-good food? You need some feel-good food? I've got some feel-good food for you. Look, I know a lot of things have changed in the last few weeks, but some things remain the same. Like Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson still has the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. I've had the filet mignon like 6 times. I've had the New York strip like 6 times. I've had the smothered chicken like 5 times. I live at Carson's. You may as well just put my mailbox there. I mean, it's unbelievable. So if you're feeling like you need some feel-good food, get to Carson's for their curbside service. Get yourself a filet mignon or a New York strip. I'm just giving you what I would do. I would try the sweet potatoes. They're insanely good. They grill them. They come with cinnamon butter sauce. Mm-mm-mm. So you can still get your Carson's fix, but to go. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who help make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Try the golden fried catfish or the pork chop sandwich. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute there, Ramona. I don't know anything about any pork chop sandwich.
I know. I was going to ask you that, too. Pork chop.
Yeah.
That sounds really awesome.
They're holding out on us, Ramona. I didn't know about any pork chop sandwich. Barbecue chicken nachos. I don't think I knew about that either. Barbecue chicken nachos? I'll try that. Smoked ribs, fried okra, apple pie. Call in your order to go at 864-226-9400. 864-226-9400. Carson Steak Warehouse to go. 864-226-9400. You got that? 864-226-9400. Go have some Carson's. It'll make you feel better. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. When we get back, the AFC East.
In communities across the upstate, throughout South Carolina, and across this country, your local and small businesses are what really drives the economies where we live and work, shop and go to school, worship, and take part in daily activities. As we all come together during these challenging times, the Roar urges you and yours to continue to support your local and small businesses as much as you can while still following the CDC's recommendations. Over the years, you have become their customers, often telling other Roar listeners like yourself that they should shop and use those local businesses who not only cater to you, but also employ tens of thousands of your fellow men and women. We are one nation under God. And now, more than ever, we want our community to know that here at the station, we are here for you and for each other. And we hope you will all do the same. God bless. And thank you for supporting The Roar.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at urbannirvana.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Garrett Wilson with Sunstoppers of Easley, formerly 10 Solutions of Easley, and I want to thank all of our thousands of loyal customers for helping me grow our tending business for the last 20 years in Easley. Because of you, we're transitioning to bigger and brighter days and opening a new location in Pickens across from Walmart. Couldn't have done it without you, and we'll continue our commitment to excellence that you deserve. Call us at 864-630-3164 for all of your vehicle tending needs.
When everyone comes to the table, there's bound to be more loads of dishes. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliance special values, including a fingerprint-resistant Whirlpool stainless steel dishwasher for $270 less, now just $429. Its one-hour wash cycle gives you clean dishes, glasses, and pans in just 1 hour. Plus, it features a sensor cycle that automatically sets the right wash and dry settings for each load. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/15, U.S. only.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina is offering 6 months of no payments when purchasing any 2019 or new 2020 Ford car, truck, or SUV. Exclusively in conjunction with Ford Motor Company and Ford Credit, go payment-free for the first 6 months of your auto loan. Unbelievable savings during these unusual economic times. Now is the time to take advantage of these huge stimulus savings from Edwards Auto Sales. Buy or lease a new Ford and drive payment-free for the first 6 months. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. Edwards Auto Sales, the home of no dealer fees.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking to put that refund money towards a new set of brakes? Let's do it. We recommend Duralast brakes. They're designed to stop quieter, and you can only find them here. You'll save more if you buy our Duralast pads and rotors together. They start at just $99.99. We can even deliver them to you next day. Just order online by 10 p.m. on AutoZone.com and choose free next day delivery. Free next day delivery on eligible orders. Restrictions at AutoZone.com. Get in
the
zone,
AutoZone. Greatest interviews, the most sought-after guests. It's all on The Roar.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without all your radio heroes, like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dream. No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger.
Back to the possum, the great George Jones. What did Trucker James say before? He said he turned on the show and he thought I was up on the mountain with the moonshiners.
The country music
rejoins. Well, we're going to be doing that every Friday for a while. We're turning Friday into hard country music rejoin Friday. And on Monday, we're going to be Motown Monday because, you know, it's alliterative. It sounds better than Motown, you know, Tuesday. So that's what we're going to do. Hey, Ramona, before I get to the AFC East, I saw this earlier today and made a little note of it. And this might be good for a laugh. We'll see. And now they've included Dabo Swinney. So now we have to touch on it. The U.S. of NCAA tweeted earlier today. It's just the Twitter thing. The U.S. of NCAA. He tweeted, what college coaches actually, in capital letters, look like they do for a living. Yeah. What college coaches actually look like they do for a living? In other words,
if they weren't coaching, what would they be doing? What do they look like?
What they look like.
I got you.
What their appearance suggests they would be doing. Dana Holgorsen, Houston football, was monster truck mechanic. And I don't know. I don't know if I see monster truck mechanic for Dana Holgorsen. I see more like
Okay, maybe something. What do you say?
Maybe something in a casino. I don't think I see monster truck mechanic for Dana Holgorsen.
Like a casino owner?
No, he wouldn't be an owner. No, he would be the relative of the owner that
never can get a job. And they
try and keep
work.
Right. They try and keep hitting. Right.
You go work the tables. Give this guy a job. Right. He never can keep one. But my sister, he's my sister's brother.
Right.
Or my wife's brother.
Yeah. The black sheep guy. You know, he would be that guy.
All right. Yeah, I can see a little of that.
Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee football. We know Jeremy Pruitt, remember, because we already know he's Conehead. He's Dan Aykroyd Conehead. Yeah, that we dubbed him that. Dan Aykroyd Conehead. So we already know what his job would have been. It would have been to work on Saturday Night Live.
The
U.S. of NCAA, and by the way, he is Conehead. You go look. The U.S. of NCAA says,
Conehead.
Yeah. The U.S. of NCAA, though, says driver's ed instructor.
Well, in the Conehead movie, the Conehead dad was a driver's ed instructor.
There was a Conehead movie?
Yeah, there was a Conehead movie with Dan Aykroyd and all them, yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah. They made a movie of that?
Yeah, they did.
I mean,
it's actually funny. I went back and watched some of it when we were talking about him before. It's actually funny.
Really? Did anyone else think it was funny? I didn't even know they made a movie of it. I mean,
you only know about like 5 or 10 movies.
Yeah. You know, they do some stupid things. I mean, remember the Geico cavemen? Do you remember the cavemen? Do you remember they gave them a TV show?
Oh, yeah. It lasted about 2 seconds.
Yeah, I think it lasted like one episode or something. It, you know, fine for a commercial, not fine to make a series out of. You know what I mean? You can't do it. You can't do it. Jeremy Pruitt, driver's ed instructor. So you buying that? Driver's ed instructor? You know who he is. You know what he looks like. Driver's ed instructor? He might hit his head on the roof with the cone head, you know. I guess he would be the sunroof driver's ed instructor. You think? Are you there?
I'm just on the phone a second.
All right. John Calipari, Kentucky. Super Mario's body double. Maybe. Bobby Hurley, Arizona State basketball. Bobby Hurley says, owns a couple Joe's Crab Shack franchises. I can see that.
Okay, now who's this now?
Bobby Hurley, the Arizona State basketball coach, says owns a couple Joe's Crab Shack franchises.
Not a bad thing.
No. By the way, I love the Joe's Crab Shack. In fact, I saw today that you can order their crab cakes. I may just do that
after the show.
Yeah. Steve Adazio, Ramona.
Adazio. I know that one.
BCD ought to be interested in this one. Oh, I'm buying this one. This one's 100% spot on. BCD, wherever you are, this one is 100% spot on. U.S. of NCAA says Steve Adazio, Colorado State football coach, would be chief of police in a small town.
Small town?
Because that's what he looks like. That's exactly right. He looks. I buy that 100%. He's chief of police in a small town. I see that one instantly. I see that one absolutely. Chief of police in a small town. Uh-oh, Ramona, it's Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, no.
Jim Harbaugh's...
he's odd looking to me.
I guess that's why this choice was made. Because honestly, I don't even know what this is. I just know it sounds funny. And they have photos of him with Jim Harbaugh's smiling face there. Hungry Howie's CEO.
Hungry Howie's?
I
don't know a Hungry Howie's.
I don't either, but it sounds like a restaurant. But Hungry Howie's, you know, it sounds right. It just sounds right for Jim Harbaugh. It wouldn't be like a normal restaurant. It'd be something exactly like Hungry Howie's.
He always looks slightly puzzled.
Yes. And he has that, you know? He has the puzzled and grinning look on his face right now.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to grin. I have no idea what's going on, but if I grin, everybody will think I get the joke.
Yeah, somebody call Ramona and tell her where Hungry Howie's is located, because I have no idea. Hungry Howie's. Bruce Weber, Kansas State basketball. Chick-fil-A branch manager. I don't know. I'm not even sure I know what that one means. But Bruce Weber, Chick-fil-A branch manager. Bronco Mendenhall, the Virginia football coach, says Virginia lacrosse coach. That's a maybe. Maybe. Mike Leach, Ramona. Mike Leach, Ramona, you want to take a chance?
Leach?
Yeah, Mike Leach.
Well, we know.
They got a picture here of Mike Leach wearing a suit.
Well, now, he said he didn't like that. Maybe that's why he's not a lawyer anymore.
Yeah.
He don't like
ties.
I'm sure
it is. But he hates ties. Yeah, he hates ties.
They're like nooses.
I can't tell in the picture whether he has a tie, but I would guess, judging by the shirt, that it's probably yes. So, Mike Leach, Ramona, if he wasn't a football coach, what is he?
I don't know. A comedian? He's a funny dude.
Music history professor.
What?
I'm buying that.
Really? You don't think bored with that?
Well, I mean, he do some things on the side, but I'm buying music history professor.
Really?
Yeah.
Music history, not regular history.
Right. Yeah. Hair's a little longer than everybody else's pictured here. Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I'm buying that. Nate Oates, Alabama basketball, by the way, came from Buffalo. Church youth group leader. I'm just passing on that.
Okay, I don't know that guy.
Yeah, I'm just going to pass on that one because I'm not sure if there's some hidden intended meaning there. I have no idea. Gary Patterson, TCU football.
Oh, okay. Let me look him. Gary Patterson.
Gary Patterson.
Okay.
I'll wait for you.
I got to see what he looks like. What's the... Okay.
You got to remember where your mic is.
He looks like kind of like a senator or something.
Senator?
Yeah.
That's not what USA of NCA thinks.
What'd they say?
They think he's a Buc-ee's franchise owner.
Who are all these restaurants?
I don't know. I don't know what Buc-ee's is. It's Buc-ee.
These must be...
Buc-ee.
Northern Tennessee.
I would guess they are north of Northern Tennessee. Or west. Mike Bray.
So.
Mike Bray, Notre Dame.
Okay, I don't know him either.
Food Network food critic. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, that's what he looks like. You know, in his sourpuss, he'd be talking about how, you know, I didn't get enough. I don't know why. I only got one string bean, and these other two judges got their full allotment of string beans.
Oh, yeah. He looks upset.
Right.
In all his pictures.
And this other stuff you made, mine is burned. And this over here.
Take it back.
This is raw.
Yeah,
this
take
is raw.
It back. If you don't get it right, I'm not going to accept it.
Yeah, I'm buying that.
My glass is dirty.
Oh, Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes is... Rick Barnes is children's book author, children's picture book author, children's picture book author.
Why?
You know, I don't know, but if you're looking at the photo that I'm looking at, you would think that's possible. I'm going to retweet that photo just so you see that photo.
I mean,
this is not
a little Mr. Rogers type, maybe. Is
no,
that what you're trying
to get at? He's actually the exact opposite of that. But in this particular photo, again, I don't know if there are any, it's hard to know without speaking to the author of this, whether there are any inferred elements in this or not. But
that's true.
I'm guessing maybe,
reminds me a little of that.
But I retweeted that particular photo. Jim Boeheim. Jim Boeheim. You want to take a shot? You know what Jim Boeheim looks like, Ramona?
No, I don't. I have to find him.
Okay, I'm retweeting Jim Boeheim.
Okay. Just is it so better to look at that picture that you're doing?
Yes. Yeah, look at the ones I'm retweeting. Yes, because these are the ones they're using for their Jim Boeheim coroner.
Well, then I have to look at what you tweeted. You have to give
I can see that. And now that brings us, Ramona, to Dabo Swinney. Want to take a guess?
He's really clean cut looking, but I don't know. What did they say?
Local park ranger.
Park ranger.
I'm buying that. 100%. I'm buying that. Local park ranger. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, your friendly local park ranger.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But you know, who can also get after the bad guys if he needs to.
Okay.
I'm buying that. Manny Diaz, head coach of Miami. Yes, this one works because we've already seen him on him. Manny Diaz owns a boat dealership. Since we've already seen him on the hooker boats. Yeah, we've already seen him down there on the boats. Absolutely. Oh, I'm buying Bill Self too, Ramona. This is getting better. Bill Self, divorce attorney.
Why?
I'm buying that.
Why is that?
I'm just buying it. He looks like a divorce attorney. The NCAA and the FBI may soon divorce him from the Kansas basketball program, too. We'll see. Jim Christian, Boston College basketball. Hey, look at BCD. You're actually in this twice. High school principal. Yeah? I'm going to retweet that one, Ramona. High school principal. I might buy that. Let's see what else we have. Bill Snyder, retired Kansas State football, Boy Scouts of America district executive. I don't know if these are right or they're just stupid, but they're still funny for late Friday.
Some of them are based on something they're thinking besides just their photo, right?
Well, there may be a little bit of that. Gus Malzahn, political columnist. No, I don't buy that one at all. I don't buy that one. I'm probably going to pass on what I would say with Gus Malzahn. Jamie Dixon, TCU basketball, used car salesman. Yeah, based on the photo they have up, I would go with used car salesman. Herm Edwards, Arizona State football, exterminator.
I think bugs or people?
Bugs, Ramona. When it's people, it's called a hitman. Mark Stoops, Kentucky football, car insurance salesman. Yes. Yes, in this photo, he's a car insurance salesman. I retweeted that. Dan Mullen. Bass Pro Shops marketing director. Now you have the replies. Now I'm into the reply section. The reply section may even be worse. guy writes Kirby Smart, mayor of Jacksonville. Lane Kiffin, strip club DJ. I hear you there. Tony Bennett, rehab counselor. These are the people replying now. Oh, no. Rick Pitino, amateur street pharmacist. That's wrong. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to take a break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The Roar is stoked by the support we've had from our listeners in this challenging time. We know you're missing sports, so we're bringing you a fix. Each Saturday at 10 a.m., we'll bring you a classic Clemson Tigers game replay from the Clemson Tigers Network. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, and Burton Properties. This week, we'll replay a game from the 2018 NCAA basketball tournament, Clemson versus Auburn. The classic Clemson game replay Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Hey, Upstate, this is Hunter Renfro, former Clemson Tiger, 2018 national champion. I got my 2019 Rocky Ridge Titan at Granger Nissan of Anderson, which has the best bumper-to-bumper truck warranty out there. Get yours today and tell them you got it at Granger. Go Tigers.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case, but they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
George Coleman Ford is taking the lead and offering you great deals on available 2019 inventory, like a 2019 Ranger. Zero down, just $329 a month with no payments for 4 months. And with approved credit, 0% interest for 84 months on most 2019 models. Remember, no hidden fees ever at George Coleman Ford. Delivering your new vehicle free within 300 miles of the store. Trucks cost less than travelers rest. Offer good through the end of this month.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. I just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
Tip Tula Road Rage. Apparently, we're not going to get to my NFL projections until next week. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines in 1 second. I see this tweet as well, Ramona. Rudy sent me this Steve and Connie Ballmer will donate more than $25 million for COVID-19 relief efforts in Los Angeles, Seattle, and Southeast Michigan. That's what we're talking about. You have a team owner there who is really stepping up with he and his wife and donating in a big way. It's going to take those kind of individual efforts from people as well to really get us in the right direction. Bill and Sam, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, how many guys are overpaying for razors? We can't answer that. But over 10 million guys have tried Harry's. So we know at least 10 million guys aren't overpaying and instead enjoying a great shave at a fair price. What I love most about a Harry shave is the flexible, soft hinge glides across the contours of my face. There are never any cuts or burns. Look, Harry's believes everyone deserves quality shaving supplies at a fair price. They don't inflate prices or add ridiculous features to their razors like flex balls or heated handles, tactics that the leading brand has used to raise prices for decades. So Harry's came up with a beautiful, simple, ergonomic design. They bought the German factory that made the finest steel, ground it into the sharpest blades. The rest, as they say, is history. They added the best guarantee in the industry, and that's when the big companies tried to start to sue them because they knew Harry's was creeping up on them. Harry's has an amazing offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who have already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. You will thank me later. To the phones. Bill, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, Brett Bielema, that ought to be your Las Vegas owner. Ain't that where he found his wife?
I don't know. I don't know if that's where he found his wife. But, you know, Dana Holgerson had spent a lot of time in casinos before. We know he has some gaming history.
Bielema does, too. Yeah, okay. Bielema has, too. Yeah. That's where him and his wife met. But Bucky B's, you were asking about, it's a franchise of convenience stores with a lot of gas pumps from Texas across, like, I-10 and stuff.
Okay, all right. Well, I appreciate that. Bill, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's what that is. Buck Oates, and Oates out of Alabama, he gets too many technicals. He couldn't be youth minister.
Oh.
Have a great day, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Oh, by the way, Ramona, the Hungry Howie's thing is a pizza place.
Oh, is it really?
People tell me. Oh. Actually, somebody said there's one in Malden. So your guess was wrong. There's apparently some in South Carolina. I had no idea.
No, I didn't. I had no idea.
Sounds good. Sam, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Sam. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and a special thanks to Ramona, who is an unbelievably valuable member of this show.
Thank you.
There you
and
go.
I'm sure you know that. You know that, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
But on the subject of Kirk Herbstreit and your position, I hope you're right. I hope Kirk Herbstreit is not right. But if Kirk is right, probably, you know, we've seen Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne play their last games for Clemson. And I'm afraid the whole thing will be chaos. I don't know if we'll ever see DeMarcus Bowman play at Clemson. I mean, I just think the whole thing could go crazy. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I've already suggested part of that during the show that I think if that possibility, that doomsday prediction comes true, then, yeah, my expectation would be that you've already seen Trevor Lawrence's last game at Clemson, already seen Travis Etienne's last game at Clemson.
Sure.
Because you know, again, in Etienne's case, it's particularly troublesome because he elected to come back. I think he had a bitter taste from losing the national championship game, and I think he had other goals that he wanted to achieve. But if you push that a year down the road, now he's really got to think about his timetable and how many years a running back has professionally, and he's got to think about his future. I mean, I would be stunned if there was no football this year and Etienne elected to come back the following year. I don't think that's possible at all. In Trevor's case, you know, you're talking about a guy who's going to be the number one pick in the draft. I don't see how anybody could really recommend that a guy whose future is that you're going to be the number one pick in the draft should come back for another year. You know, it's counterintuitive. You know, it's just too much to risk when your whole future is at stake and that's what you play for. So yeah, I mean, I think those would certainly be some of the severe impact side effects if that doomsday projection comes true. Go ahead.
Excuse me, but isn't there a new league? They don't have to be 3 years out to sign on?
Well, the XFL, but the XFL right now is in limbo too. I think it may be over. I don't know that, but when they closed shop because of the virus, I think they were already hemorrhaging. I think they were losing money. And, you know, when they closed down, they basically tore up everybody's contract and said, you know, if you want to negotiate with NFL teams, we're going to give you the right to, since we're shutting down. And a number of them have. I mean, I think three of them have signed with the Steelers, for example. So I don't know that league is going to continue beyond what we've already seen. I'm not particularly optimistic about it at this point.
Okay, I got you. All right. I just wondered if some of these players, if they get the word that the college football season's done, whatever this other league is, they may just jump there for a year until they can go to the NFL.
Yeah, well, again, you know, it's an interesting thought, Sam, but since the league doesn't exist, there's nowhere for these guys to go, which would be another enormous issue because, you know, if the college football season was actually canceled, you're talking about a whole class full of players,
yep.
Seniors, no senior bowl, no nothing, who would just have nowhere to play, nowhere to apply their trade, and
yep.
I don't have any idea what would happen. I mean, it would mean that they do nothing but train for a year, but not necessarily train in football.
Well, you're right, and Trump's right. You got to look at the big picture, the overall economy, and you're exactly right. Football is very important. It's a big industry, and you know, Herb Street or your caller who said football's not that important. They're wrong. They are wrong.
It's part of our fiber, Sam. It's part of, you know, baseball used to be the American pastime, but that's football yep. now. And yep. so it's who and what we are. And it's a symbol of who we are. And furthermore, it's, as I said at the beginning, if we get to the fall and we don't have football, that's going to mean we're in terrible shape economically,
yep.
in every way imaginable. So I can't foresee that. I refuse to accept that. I'm just not going to think that way. I don't think that's what anybody should be projecting now. I think quite the contrary. I think anyone in a position where they have a voice that can be heard, they should be singing, screaming from the rooftops that things are going to get better, that we're going to come through this, because I think it's that type of stuff. And all the contributions from all these people now who are really stepping up and delivering, I think it's those kind of people make a difference. I don't think you know, screaming negative things from the rooftop is helpful at this point.
I totally agree with you. By the way, has Ed called tonight?
No, we have not heard from Ed today.
Well, I don't call that often, but I guess I'm an Ed wannabe.
I think what Sam is saying, he maybe has a little bit of that tone in his voice. It didn't even dawn on me until you said that, but I can see it now, Sam. Hey, Sam, you have a good weekend. Yeah. I appreciate you calling. That's well done. Thank you, Sam.
I appreciate your show.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate the kind words. Yeah, I hear it now, Ramona.
I guess so, yeah. Now, as he said that, and
it's pretty funny. But yeah, I mean, imagine if that doomsday scenario comes true, and what's going to happen with all those would-be college football players who are playing in their possible last year to move on to the National Football League. And then beyond that, imagine the increased number of players who would be available the next year. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even a prenatal massage. There's the salon. Urban Nirvana is just a special, special place. Now think about the people in your life who do things for you. The people who are facing challenges right now. I don't know. Maybe it's your daughter or your mother, someone who matters to you in your life, and maybe they're facing more pressure than ever before. Maybe they're facing more challenges than ever before. How great would it be to give them a gift of Urban Nirvana where they can get away for one day and get refreshed, rejuvenated, recharged, feeling better about themselves? And all you do is you go to urbannirvana.com, you print off your gift certificate off your computer, and you're done. It's just that simple. We're done for the week. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, thanks to Ramona. Thanks to all of you for listening and contributing. I'll see you Monday. We'll get right back at it.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar. CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
I'm Red Jacker, and the NFL draft will go on as planned beginning April 23rd. There had been some objections from general managers with team facilities shut down and workouts and interviews canceled. The league's management council and executive committee was unanimous and unequivocal in its decision to press on. For now, teams are going to have to rely on old-fashioned scouting. LSU's Christian Fulton will try to lend a hand as he told Tiki and Tierney why he believes he's one of the top corners in the draft.
The fight through adversity, tests are going to be given up. But, I feel like I bounce back from those passes that I've given up. I go against great receivers every day in practice. If they want to see that film, they can go watch that. I feel like I showed up every week in the SEC. I feel like I went against, the top five receivers in this year's draft.
Greg Zuerlein reportedly leaves the Rams for a deal with the Cowboys, while Michael Brockers rejoins the Rams on a three-year deal after having his original contract with the Ravens fall through due to concerns about his ankle. Major League Baseball unanimously ratified a deal with its players. The league is granting players service time for this season, even if there is no season at all. Players will receive a pool of $170 million that will serve as an advance on their pay this year. They'll be able to keep it in the event that no games are played. The U.S. Open will likely be postponed. According to the New York Post, it was scheduled for mid-June at Wingfoot, but the club has been closed and set up has been halted. The USGA did not comment, but the Masters and PGA Championship have already been postponed. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Pat McAfee. Join me Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Radio. This
This is the